when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll tell you about the problems we've been having later. So say some prayers for us in case we have difficulties coming through. It's for some reason, it's never ending. But Jay and Lizzie and myself are working. It looks like I'm going to have to be out some money maybe to upgrade some equipment. I don't know. But anyway, you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. I'm the proud owner and founder of Blood River Radio. Can't believe we've been on the air going on 7 years, it looks like. Anyway, this is, just, you know what? This is January the 25th. This is going to be the last Saturday in July. Excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong calendar. The last Saturday in January of 2025. Thank God, because we've been coming out of a horrible cold spell. And just before I let you know, people have one reason it's kind of hectic. I was in the hospital last night at the VA hospital until about 10 o'clock with the mysterious pain. They thought it might have been a bleed. I'm on all kinds of cardiac medicine, but we got all it straightened out. But it's been kind of a rough 36 hours. But I tell you what, I guarantee double damn you, we're still going to put out a good program. I don't care if we have to use 42 phones. We're going to get the devil's not going to stop us. Anyway, once again, I'd just like to go back and backtrack. Say you're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. We are proudly, I said very proudly, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, the great, the one and only Sam Bushman, the one and only Jay, and the one and only Miss Lizzie, Miss Teenage America. And we're going to have a great show for you tonight. I'm having to come through on the phone. I hope you're okay. But this is a Christian radio show. And we never go afoot without saying a prayer. And I'm multitasking right now because you people are like family to me. I'm letting you know what's going on. I'm multitasking. But we have a great guy who's bailing us out tonight. If you listen to Blood River Radio alone, you know that Jason Robb is like a son to me. And he's smart as whip, and he's very good. And he's going to come on, since this is a Christian radio show. Jacob is not only do I love him to death, but I respect him a great deal. He's a hardcore Christian, so if he doesn't mind, we'll get him to open with the Blood River Radio prayers, people. So if you don't mind, say a word or two to our loyal family out there, Jason, before we go, buddy, if you don't mind, brother.
Hey, Eddie. Glad to be on the show. I'm glad to be here and do a couple hours here with you. It's very wonderful to just spend some time and help awaken our people as much as we can and let them know that there are good news out there. Even though we see all the depression around us, that there are good news for our people out there. And we have to have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and have faith that he will get through us in all this. And so we always need to remember that.
Yes, sir. Amen to that, Bridget. Amen to that, Jason. But anyway,
if you want, I can I got on the last minute. If you want, I can open up with a word of prayer, unless you've already done that.
I haven't done it. I was saving it for you. I may add some later because I'm really fired up. I'll tell our listeners what I've been through the last 36 hours. When we come back. it's just more about flying by the seat of your pants. It's a good thing I got thick seats in my pants, man. I'm not kidding you. I was in the hospital last night, fairly late. I was in there normally in the bed about 7:15. But I was in the VA hospital last night with
I
had like I was telling Lizzie and our listeners, our families do stuff doing stuff like this. I had multiple chest X-rays because, you know, I'm on all kind of heart medicine. Multiple abdominal X-rays checking for ulcers and bleeds. I had two 12-lead EKGs. I had multiple series of urine and blood work. I mean, the VA, they ran me. People dog the VA. I mean, they went over me like the CIA, brother. They couldn't find Jack. But anyway, I'm back. And I was wondering for a while because the pain was pretty miserable for the last couple of days. And I was starting to wonder last night if I was going to get out of that damn hospital in time. I was just praying they wouldn't try to admit me. Because if you've ever been in the VA hospital, it's a miserable place to be. Anyway, that's where I've been, and we're you might know my computer is not just acting up. I don't know what's wrong, so I'm having to do this on the phone. But come hell or high water, we're going to do this damn show. Broadcast. So while I'm in here watching the football game, Jason, you go ahead. I'm so glad you're here, brother. And if you will. Knock us out of prayer. If you don't want to, I will, because I feel all fired up, even though I went through all this hell. But
I can open with a word of prayer, and then after I'm done, if I miss something, then you start one too. You never can have enough prayers.
You sure can. In fact, we just might, you know, me and Rand do that once in a while.
Yeah.
But you go ahead. You always do a good prayer.
All right.
And before I do, you rock and roll, fella. We're kind of flying by the seat of our pants. I'm hanging out of the airplane. On the wing.
That's live radio for you, as you're well aware.
I mean, last night I was afraid it might be dead radio today, because I tell you what, I was a tough friend.
Okay, well, everyone, everyone bow your head and close your eyes, and let's open this show with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you that we can come here on Blood River Radio and spread some good news about what is happening with our people, sounding the alarm, the destruction and the genocide of our people as well, but also to give hope to our people that there are people out there that loves them, that loves our culture and our heritage and wants to preserve it. And we pray that you'll just give each one of us that ability to remain faithful during these dark times. And we pray for all the listeners out there, whatever issues may be arising in their daily lives, we pray that you'll touch them and heal the issues that they may be having, regardless if it's maybe financial problems or if it's health related. Just be with them and give them a sense of peace. We're thankful for Eddie Miller. We are thankful for him and his wisdom and the show. We are thankful that with what happened yesterday, being in the hospital, that you've touched him and got him out and heal him. We know that, Jesus, you're the great physician. We know there's nothing impossible through you. And we know that your hands are always upon Eddie and this show. And we don't take this for granted. The great responsibility that you have given him and everyone else out there that are trying to awaken our people. We ask all this in your holy and precious name. Amen.
That's a great player. I appreciate that so much. The only thing I would add, I'd just like to tell people, and they know this, in the end, you know, when it's all said and done, when there's no more Blood River Radio, when there's no more, you know, everything comes to an end. But people, I'm just going to put this out there. The number one thing in your life, the number one thing is your, whether or not you bend that knee and you take the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. Because one of these days, you might have a car wreck. You may not have a chance to repent and ask God to save you, to accept Jesus. You may not be able to. So it's better to do it ahead of time. Some of the lucky people on their deathbed, son, I know you talk to me. I like to call you son. I know some of the people on their deathbed have made deathbed confessions, but you can't count on that. You've got to do that. And that's all that matters. And faith is the only thing that can get me. It's the only damn thing that gets me through this life, man. I'm not kidding you.
Yes.
That's just what I'm like. And that's not even a prayer. I'm just like to preaching our folks, because we are a Christian program, and we don't want any of our people to have to go to that great white throne judgment, buddy. Because once you go there, it's just more miserable than you can possibly imagine. But anyway,
absolutely. And Eddie, I'm going to add one more on top of that, if you don't mind. Is, you know, so often we hear people out there that, you know, that will say, you know, well, Christians, you know, are weak people, and they're weak, and that's, you know, Christians in general. And you know, we always like to say that, well, yes, we are weak people. That's why we have an almighty Savior, and that's why we have a God that has no beginning and no end, a God that is so powerful and faithful that we can always rely on Him to get us through whatever we have to go through. And so we have a great God that we can be proud of.
Amen, brother. And I like to tell people, we don't have to be strong, because God's magnificence is multiplied through weakness. He uses the weak to defeat the strong. He uses the simple to confound the wise. For that, we've got to go to our first break. When we come back, we're going to go right back to my son, my spirit son, and we've got a lot of stuff, a lot of notes here. So we'll be right back, folks. Hang on to see.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR's hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Well, you know what, folks? Dear Blood River Radio folks, we forgot one thing. But first of all, if I go completely dead, Jason's going to have to sing. He's going to have to sing songs for the rest of the hour.
No, hey, I don't want to lose the listeners out there.
Just start tuning saying, me, 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 me. I'll go, phew. I'll play that little tuning horn. Anyway, folks, we had our donor. And I'm going over here to my little bookie. Oh, Big Ben, Ken. I love that guy, Ken from Lynn Group, New York. I would love to meet that guy. I really would. He isn't, you know, I got to send him a little booklet. And I'm behind, listen, I'm behind on sending out my little booklets of dark medicine. We have another person who wants dark medicine. It's O Biscuit. I've got to get that to him. And a few other people wanting some publications. People I've been really behind, I promise you. I've been working like a Turk. And I mean, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I tell you what, the older I get, the busier I get. Plus, I'm training, not only am I training myself for marathons, I'm training another young person, and that's for free, but I'm trying to pay back. But anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up. Once again, I'll just say thank you so much, Big Ben. Big Ben has sent in, like, contributed three times in like a month. And if it wasn't for people like our Big Ben, we couldn't make it. And I promise I'm going to make, Jackson, don't let me forget, sometime between now and a month or two, you can send me an email. I'm going to go through my books. I'm going to go all the way back to October of 2000. in 18. And everybody that's ever sent in even a dollar, we've had people send in a dollar. I'm going to get their names and read them over the radio, even if it takes an hour. So anyway, I'll shut the hell up. Jackie, before we go, to anything else, I would like to read this. And this comes from, just the wrong one. Let me pull up this other quote. Let's see. I'll read this now. Let's see. Let me see. I'm going to go in here and find this one. This is the one I want to read right here. People, I'm having to fly. I'm going to see my pants. I'm going to pull this up. Bear with me. I've got to read this. I told Gene, who's coming on the third hour today, that I was going to play this. And I'm pulling it up right now. This is about.
Is this a citizenship in a republic?
I'll come again now.
Is that the citizenship in a republic?
Oh, this is something else. I got to pull it up right now. Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
But yeah, since you sent that, you can read that too if you want to in a minute. I sent so many things, and some of them went through. I got this new laptop I'm fooling with. I had to call my grandson. He had to walk to. He's a computer guru. He's in cybersecurity, and I call him. I mean, he'll be in the middle of something heavy, and I'll have to bug him. But he talks me through this stuff. But this is on Theodore Roosevelt on the cowardice of cynicism and the courage to create rather than tear down. But this is really floating my boat. I'd never read it before. Gene said he had. And here it goes. This is Theodore Roosevelt. He was giving a speech somewhere, I think over in Europe. But here it goes, folks. And this is Blood River Radio's this kind of goes along with us. I start. The poorest way to face life is to face it with a sneer. There are many men who feel a kind of twisted pride in cynicism. There are many who confine themselves to criticism of the way others do what they themselves dare not even attempt. There is no more unhealthy being, no man less worthy of respect than he who either really holds or feigns to hold an attitude of sneering disbelief toward all that is great and lofty. Whether in achievement or in that noble effort, which even if he fails, comes to second achievement. A cynical habit of thought and speech, a readiness to criticize work which the critic himself never tries to perform, an intellectual aloofness which will not accept contact with life's realities. I'm going to pull it up a little bit. All these are marks, not as the possessor would deign to think of, but superiority. Not as the possessor would feign to think of superiority, but of weakness. They mark the man unfit to bear their part painfully in the stern strife of living, who seek in the affection of contempt of the achievements of others to hide from others and from themselves in their own weakness. The role is easy. There is none easier, save only the role of the man who sneers alike at both criticism and performance. One of the tendencies, here you go. Here's the bottom. I'm having to skip through several things, folks, with people. I've got to read this, though. Please forgive me. It is not the critic who counts, nor the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. In fact, the name of this poem, this speech is in the arena, whose face is marred by death. I'm going to read that again, folks. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But he who does strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end of triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who never know victory nor defeat. The man who, I'm getting close, folks, to the end. The man who does nothing cuts the same sordid figure in the pages of history, whether he be a cynic or flop or, I don't know what that other word means, voluptuary, whatever it is. There is little use for the being whose tepid soul knows nothing of great and generous emotion, of the high pride, the stern belief, the lofty enthusiasm of the man who quell the storm and ride the thunder. I tell you what, buddy, I think that's great. I'm afraid I kind of butchered that, Jason. But
Eddie, that was fantastic. And like you said, that was from President Theodore Roosevelt. That was a speech titled "Citizenship in a Republic." And
you mentioned it was okay.
Yes, and it was talked on that speech. In Sorbonne in Paris, France, in April 23rd, 1910. I'm looking this up while you were talking.
Oh, great.
Because, and so that was in 1910, but those are really elegant words. And it really reaffirms, you know, the citizenship and the United States being a republic. And so often, you know, we hear about America's a democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. And so those are really excellent words. That is something I would really encourage everyone to also to look that up, you know, after the show, you know, this evening and read that. We really can draw inspiration from people like Theodore Roosevelt.
It fired me up. I wish the hell down what you do. I had to scroll through like almost like several commercials, skip down and down and down. And it kind of messed it up. But I'll tell you what, when I read that the other day, Jason, it fired me up to the moon, man. I thought, yeah. My God, that's it. Like, I failed today. I've been making blunder after blunder after blunder. You know, our computer wouldn't come up, but we keep trying. And rhetorically speaking, we get bloody in the face of sweating and tears, you know, but we're soldiering on. We're doing the best damn we can.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing good for what we got to work with.
Well, and that's what makes it stronger. That's what makes a person to get more energized and basically say, hey, you know, I might fail this time around, but next time I'll do better. I'm going to keep on standing up and keep on going forward. I'm not going to just quit just because it starts getting hard. This is the battle we're involved in is not for the light of heart. It's for those that truly care about what we are doing. And even though people say, well, you know, radio show and doing all the stuff, there's a lot of work behind it. There's a lot of team members behind it, the show. And so, yeah, it's really good what you wrote, and or not wrote, but what you read. That is very inspirational.
Yeah. It fired me up. And, you know, talk about the people we have on Blood River Radio, and you're instrumental in one of them. You most certainly are. Well, Lord knows you pulled me out of the fire today, and you do excellent work. And even if your work was crappy, you got the heart of the Christian, a heart of gold. You'd give your shirt off your back to man, but you also have nobody take that because he's a pushover. Because I guarantee double damn to you, the man on this line of the phone I'm talking to, Jason Robb. He also is like a damn pit bull in a line. I guarantee you. You don't want to screw with that guy. I guarantee you. Don't want to screw with this family either, because I tell you, he will put you across the River Jordan. And our other family members, Rand, as usual, is working his guts out. I'm worried about him. He's worse health. He's pretty bad health. I don't think he'd mind me telling you that. I can't get in touch with Rand. I'm worried about him. He's out. I'm not going to say what he's got, but he's got some heavy duty stuff. And Sister Monica. My little sister, Braveheart, she took off. She called me, and she's doing – this is the kind of people we got. She sacrificed some of her own time. She's spending time with a precious little 10-year-old girl that she's given violin lessons to forever. She's having her 10th birthday party. They're having a birthday party up there in Canada. And I told her – she about had me crying because she wanted to do the program. I said, no, you owe your allegiance to that child. And, you know, you have a golden opportunity to influence that child, to guide her in the right path to being a Christian, a good Christian. One of these days, she's going to be a young lady. She'll be a Christian young lady. And not only that, she'll be aware of the roots, who she is, a white person, and you can set her straight. But we're getting ready to go to a break again in a minute, but there's a couple of things. I don't need to read this minute, but there's another thing I'd like to read. If we have time before we go to break, I'm going to pull it up. Jason, I don't know if I sent it to you. This
Your daily Liberty Newswire.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. He has been on the go since Monday when he was inaugurated. The latest today, President Trump making a stop at this hour in Las Vegas, where he is touting his achievements.
Active duty military arrived Thursday in San Diego and El Paso, Texas. It comes at a moment of relative calm after unprecedented turmoil. Arrests for illegal border crossings plummeted more than 80% to about 47,000 in December. That was down from an all-time high of 250,000 the same period a year earlier. Arrests fell by about half when Mexican authorities increased enforcement within their own borders a year ago. And they plummeted by about half again when former President Joe Biden introduced several asylum restrictions. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Two major confirmations in the Senate today. Pete Hegseth is now the Secretary of Defense. Kristi Noem, the new Homeland Security Secretary. And a Florida man has been arrested on charges of making online threats against President Trump. A tip to the FBI Threat Center late last night led to the arrest of 46-year-old Shannon DePara Atkins. He's also wanted on charges of possessing drugs. Also at townhall.com, huge numbers concerning the cost of disasters.
The loss of human life last year was more than 18,000 people across the globe, many due to heat waves and flooding. In terms of dollars, broker Aon PLC calculates economic losses in the U.S. alone at almost $218 billion, more than 85% more than the year before. Worldwide economic losses were tallied at $368 billion, although down 7.3% from 2023, still 14% higher than the annual average going back to 2000. An estimated 60% of last year's losses were uninsured. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio, I'm coming to you loud and clear. Thank God for that. I'm gonna read y'all another thing right here, right quick, guy, because I'm pulling it up. But Jay came in and on his own time, and he fixed that whole thing up. But listen, I'm gonna read one more thing. And this is from Ezra Pound. And before I read this, Jason, do you know anything about Ezra Pound and the hell he got into because he was a incredible patriot?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he was a famous poet and a writer, and he was very much in favor of Mussolini and Adolf Hitler and against the against usury, obviously in the banking system, he was in prison for many years, and then of course in military prison actually, and then he finally moved, I guess, back to Italy, and he was very much of a patriot and was very much against the Jewish banking system, and that's why the Jews hated him, because he spoke openly against the Jewish banking system and the corruption behind them, and the usury where you're lending or you're having to pay a debt on a fictitious money, and so yeah, they hated him for it.
Why am I not surprised that she knew more about it? You know, here's what he said. This is another thing that just fires me up. Here's what he said. I think he did this in a broadcast, because he was broadcasting from Italy during the war during the Jewish war, World War One Part B, or World War Two, whatever you want to call it. Here's what he says. No Rothschild is English. He's broadcasting to England, to the English people during the war. No Baruch, no Morgenthau, no Cohen or Lehman or Warburg, no Kuhn, no Kahn, no Schiff. And we mentioned Schiff last week, Jacob Schiff, who was instrumental in sending the gold vow Trotsky to Russia to help overthrow the Christian Tsarist government in World War One. That's what he's talking about there, the Schiff. And this Schiff also has a grandson in who's in California now, politics there. But I shouldn't have said that. No Kuhn, no Kahn, no Schiff, no Sif or Solomon was ever born Anglo-Saxon. Skipping on down. And it is for this filth that you fight. He's telling the English fighting against Germans. They're fighting against their blood brothers, Germans. It is this for this filth that you fight. It is for this filth that you murdered your empire. It is for this filth that it is this filth that elects, selects your politicians. That's Ezra Pound. I'd like to add what Ezra Pound said. It is for this filth that your sons are brutally murdered, that are mutilated, that are blown to hell, that have their arms and legs blown off. And I've seen it firsthand, by God. And it, for this same filth that sends your daughters in to be raped all over the country, it's the same filth that got your daughters, your mothers, your great-grandmothers, your great-grandfathers raped during the Lincoln's War in the South. It's always been the same filth. It's always the Jew. It's always Jews all the time. How about that, son?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people out there, they, you know, I would say probably a vast majority of the listeners out there have probably never heard of Ezra Pound. But he, you know, kind of going back of this person was a very famous person, had a lot of influence during his time. Some people are not aware that he had discovered and helped other writers to become famous, such as like Robert Frost, T.S. Eliot, Ernest Hemingway. So everyone's heard those people. Well, Ezra Pound is the one that kind of discovered them and brought them to notoriety. But he after World War One, he was sickening, or he was sickened by the fact of white Europeans killing each other, Americans killing each other, over Jewish banking system, and so he openly spoke about that. On my research, because we were talking about a couple of things we may be talking about today. And one of those things I was looking at and I kind of remembered that in Italy, he lived in Italy for many, many years, and he had radio programs, and he was openly, almost you could say like Blood River Radio, he openly talked against the Jewish banking system, and the Jews hated him for that. Because he was uncovering of what they were doing, and the depression, you know, the Great Depression here in the United States, but even in Europe, you had this powerful cartel of Jewish bankers that was putting the world into a debt system, and he saw his fellow white brothers and sisters in Europe and America basically had gone to war in World War One over these Jews, the Jewish banking system, and so they hated him for that, and so they, as Jews will always do, is when you speak against them, they will try to attack you. They will try to attack your career. They will try to potentially maybe imprison you or try to do something to make it that you're just a nut job out there, that you don't have no influence, that they'll try to discredit you because you dare to speak out against them. And that's what they had done with Ezra Pound. And with him, he never stopped. He, even when he was in prison for many years after, I believe, World War II, he never stopped. And he got released, and he moved back to Italy, and he continued to speak about against the Jewish banking system. And this was a guy who had a lot of influence. People do any research on this fella, he had a lot of influence in poetry that facet of literature. Very, very famous. And it was reported that when he returned to Italy, I think it was around 1958, 1957, after he got back to Italy, he turned around and he gave an Aryan salute, basically just to like put it in the face of the Jews, you know. And so this is a remarkable fella that a lot of people probably never heard of. And so I would say, you know, again, these are people that we can look at and say, hey, look at this guy who faced it all, imprisonment, and had great political career and a great career as far as poetry, very, very famous. And he was willing to put it all on the side in order to speak out in defense of our people. And that is something I think we could be inspired by someone like him as well.
But that just really, really fires me up. I'm a very emotional person, you know, and that's why, I know, not to call names or anything, but Simon Roach one time, I mean, I was just, and I was kind of embarrassed later on. After I let my temper just boil over. And he was saying, in fact, I'll make this quick. We were up at Montgomery Bell. And this dude comes up. We were broadcasting, and we had a very fragile system going on up there, and we had this little thin wire going into this Focusrite. And thank God, Matt Goodwin had hooked up this thing called a stinger that was boosting our power, and we had this one little thin fragile wire. This guy comes up and just throws a book down on our desk. And look, and he's standing there while I'm interviewing Simon Roach. Well, I kind of Kent Tosamon take over for a second. And I just stood up. I took that book, and I threw it all the way to the end of that building. Hit the wall. And, I mean, I was just bowling over. And I'll tell you what Simon said in a minute. And so, man, he just, I guess he got kind of shook up, and he went off. And he was talking to Rich Hamlin at the other end of the building. And he was saying, that son of a bitch down there took my book and threw it. That son of a bitch this, that son of a bitch that. Do you know that son of a bitch? And Rich said, yeah, I do. I know him. He said, and he is a son of a bitch, but he's our son of a bitch. So watch what you say. Watch what you say, Hoss. But anyways, you know, I told Simon, I was so embarrassed. I mean, I really was. I was just using some pretty salty language. And I said, God, I hope this one of them stinking rabbit trails I always go off on. And I said, God, Simon, I hope too many people, because there was a whole bunch of people in the audience listening to speeches. I hope too many people didn't see me or hear me say that. He said, in his classic South African accent, he said, Eddie, the guys in the space shuttle saw you do that, heard you do that. Well, folks, and he said, I'll tell you what he said when he come back, which was the main point of the show. Wow, I get all ground up like it's for our people. Be right back, folks.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer's speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, if there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people, unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I was going to finish that story. Simon told me, he said, Eddie, he said something to the effect. He said he didn't know anybody that loved our people more than I do. And I'm not trying to brag on myself or anything, but that's why he said, I guess he's using some curbside psychology. He said, that's the reason I get so wound up, because I love our people so much. And I think about my own family. I think about my mother, my dad. I think about my grandparents, who I just idolized. I loved them to death. They were poor dirt farmers. But anyway, that's why, and to make excuses, you know, that's why I lose my temper sometimes, I guess, and kind of go overboard and get so wound up. But anyway, with that aside, I'm going to go back to Jason. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah. Well, during the break, we were talking about, you know, of course, your parents, but we were talking about different people, and I had mentioned about Buddy Kirkland, you know, who had passed away.
Yes.
Last year, and just a great Southern gentleman who lived in Jonesboro, Arkansas. He contributed to many, many causes. I mean, he contributed to, you know, our organization, our church. I know he contributed to you and other individuals and groups.
Yes,
I mean, he was very generous with his money, and because he loved his people, and he wanted to do what he could before he passed away to help awaken our people. He wanted to sound the alarm to our people of the genocide and the destruction of America and the Jewish influence that are coming in there to corrupt our beautiful republic. He was very much against the idea that America was a multicultural society. He hated the fact that there were so many lies about Germany during World War II and afterwards. And he did whatever he could. And this is just one person of probably many, many people we could probably think about who deserves so much credit, so much praise, because he was not anyone that was out in public. He was not a leader of a group or an organization. He wasn't a pastor of a church. He was a very intellectual man. He was a pilot for a major airline for many, many years. So he was a very intellectual man, but a very generous man. And he had that passion and desire, Eddie, just like you were talking about yourself, about our people, and it really choked him up, you know, when you would talk to him about what was going on out there of the genocide of our people, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, when we, you know, people say, you know, that this cause is not worth it, you know, that our people are not worth it, they just don't, you know. I hope someday that they will have that inner desire of love of awakening our people, and it does get us ticked off. When we see what's happening to our people and our history and the lies they talk about it and trying to change it and pervert it, it angers us, and it should anger us. We shouldn't just sit here lightly and just say, well, that's just what's happening. It's just getting, you know, bad, and you know, at the end of the day, you know, we just have to. No, sleep good at night. No, well, we can't do that. We have to have that passion every single day of doing what we can to reach our people. And I know I kind of got on sidetrack, but no, Buddy Kirkland.
No, you're growing great.
Buddy Kirkland was one of those people, and I often think about, you know, who really had that desire to do whatever he could to support causes, and that is something that our that we need so much. We need people out there that can support our cause. We have people, racialists, that have money, and there's a lot of people that have a lot of money out there that are racialists, and they really need to get behind these projects. They need to get behind Blood River Radio. They need to get behind racial organizations, not conservative organizations, racial organizations.
Yes.
If it's not about race, then it's about nothing. Race
is
the first topic. It's the first thing that we ought to be thinking about.
And you know what? You are so right. I tell you, I'm really fired up. You always get fired up when you come on. There's so many organizations out there. A fellow, I think it was Sam Dixon, once said, no matter where the sun is at any given time, you know, there's 24 hours a day. It takes you know, the Earth 24 hours to do its orbit, to make its complete circle. At any place in the world where the sun is shining down, he said something like this, there is an organization in the sunlight that they have a ring of hands and a gnashing of teeth, worrying about the little black boys, the little black girls, or worrying about what's going to happen to the Jews. He said, but there's not one organization on earth left, save yourself, your organization, Jason. And we need to get that out there just a second to you. How do they get in touch with you and your dad? There's nobody out there for us. And you know what? And if we try to take pride, we can't even take pride in our heritage and our culture and our people. We can't love our children, our grandchildren. We can't love our, God forbid if we love our parents. God forbid, even, it's like blaspheming the Holy Spirit. If we love our great-grandparents, our grandparents, great-grandparents, those evil white people that used to put these poor darkies in slavery, I mean, it's like you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. You can't do it if you're white. You know, and there's so much hatred for our people. But, you know, and that's what infuriates me. And I'm telling you what, it's my rhetorical speaking, but if we ever have the war, my first bayonet thrust and or my first bullet is not going to be for the darkie or for the Jew. It's going to be for these blue-eyed, blondes, so to speak, prototype white people that hate their own people, that hate my people, that hate your people, Jason, that hate my grandparents. It's going to be for them. I despise them more than I do anything on earth. And just, and I compared them to a bitch dog, I think, a couple of weeks ago. A bitch dog in an alley having a litter of puppies, and she bites her puppies in the throat and kills them, bites them in the throat and the head, and starts nursing a litter of rat pups. Now, that's how I just hold them, and they're below hate to me. They're below filth. And that's just the way I feel about them. And let me go back to you, son. I'm going to pull up another thing to read. Go ahead.
Going further with that, you know, talking about that love and desire and that urgency in reaching our people and how race is the issue, nothing else. I mean, obviously, we, you know, you got to be a, you know, Christ is the important, but with that is also our race. And I often think, and you know, at our church, you know, we're a racial church, we're what we call a Christian identity church. We often refer to Romans 9:3, and Apostle Paul basically says the same thing that we're talking about. And I got this pulled up because I like how the New International Version says it. But he says, "For I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race." So he basically was saying, yeah, I wish I could be a curse even from God in order to save my people, you know, and it was not literally saying that I wish I was not Christian, but he basically shows how important his race was. And it's the same attitude that we need to have, is that race is the primary issue. America will never be excellent without being a white Christian country. We'll never be able to thrive. Our people will never be able to thrive if we do not have a white country. And I don't care what American flag is flying over the United States if we are not in a white country. And so often, you know, we think that everything's going to continue being okay just because of, you know, maybe conservative movements and stuff like that. And I guess they have their place. But it always goes to race. I don't care if you're talking about the economy. I don't care if you're talking about our industries, if we're talking about our Christian religion, if we're talking about the environment, if we're talking about immigration. It always comes back to race. And you can't have a white country and see the same greatness that we used to have. You know, I sometimes when we talk about Donald Trump, he talks about making America great again. Well, the reason America was great in the past, because we were a white country. The reason Europe was great, because they were white countries. And South Africa, which this show was dedicated to, the reason it was a great country, because it was a white country. And if you don't have the whiteness in there, then you will never be able to have a great country.
We will continue on that. You know what? We've reached the bottom of the hour. And me and Jason, we're gonna take off on that when we come back. And we got lots of other heavy stuff, folks. So, dear Blood River Radio family, and the people are just signing on, hang on. It's going to be a long break. The bottom of the hour breaks are always long. It's going to be about 5 minutes. So, you got plenty of time to get coffee, use the bathroom, get you something to eat, whatever you want to do. So, we'll be right back in about 5 minutes, folks. Be right back.